Just go with it.
Welcome, everybody. To...
Yeah, screw it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
We're That's doing it. Done.
Yay!
Yay! Nobody has to sing.
Oh, man.
And nobody has to listen to it.
I'm so excited to talk about Halloween.
It's Halloween. It's at Christmas. Halloween's my favorite part of Christmas.
Guess what I got for Christmas?
What'd you get?
Halloween! 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 Well, we didn't have a Halloween episode.
We
didn't. We didn't have updates that month.
We
so.
Were all on sabbatical in Tibet.
Yep.
You guys went to Tibet?
Were you there?
No.
Oh.
That was...
Awkward.
That was not me.
I was going to say, he seems quite a bit less enlightened than us.
Mm.
You'll catch up, buddy. It's all right.
You'll get there, Tiger. Rawr.
You can't see how sad I am, so let me just tell you, I am pretty sad. It's but you know what makes me happy? All this Halloween candy!
That's good!
Because it's like 90% off. It's real bad.
I don't recommend eating it, but we're going to eat it. So we're talking Halloween, you guys.
This is our Advent calendar, episode 13. And yeah, since we are with the 13, we thought we'd do Halloween. Because we did miss
number.
It.
Spooky topic.
Yep. Spooky times.
Yep.
What about Halloween?
It's fun. I like it. I just wanted to dish on how much I like Halloween.
You just picked the topic and you're like, what are you talking about? I don't know. Halloween.
Christmas is coming up, so let's talk about that holiday that we much prefer.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, I feel like Halloween might be better than Christmas. Because
I agree.
Halloween, when you're a kid, you go out, you get candy.
Yeah.
It's great. You get to dress up.
Yeah.
And your costume is almost always disappointing because it's not what you imagined it to be. But when you're an adult, it's everything you imagine it to be.
Yeah.
And it falls apart because you get really drunk because it's Halloween. Adult Halloween is fun.
Halloween, yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you could dress up like you do for Halloween but do it for Christmas? And
yeah,
that would
be
socially acceptable. You just, I got to go to the in-laws for Christmas dinner and show up dressed like a GoBot.
Yeah, it's like, I don't have to show up. You know who does have to show up? Dr. Peter Venkman.
Right in the middle. Can you pass the potatoes? I'm crossing the streams!
Potatoes
everywhere. And...
See, that would make Christmas much more enjoyable. Halloween, again, like it gets better as it goes on, I think.
Yeah.
It becomes so acceptable to go out and get dressed up in something elaborate and have a good time. Christmas, I think, the older you get, you know, that's a holiday for kids.
Yeah.
Have you seen that thing about the guy in I think it's Ohio, that... makes the nativity scene, but it's a zombie nativity scene.
That's pretty good.
No, he's actually getting fined for it.
That's pretty good.
He's getting fined $500 a day.
Why?
Because it takes up, it's a church thing, but at the same time, they've made it legally correct that he gets charged this fine because it takes up more than 35% of his yard or something like that. So they made up some crazy bylaw that, if it's 35% of your yard, then you gotta pay. Oh, you need to get a permit, but you didn't get a permit for this, so therefore you get a $500 fine. It's like, what? And they're really well done.
You know, it's not like shitty zombie Jesus.
No, it's, yeah.
I think we've all had our,
yeah,
more than enough shitty zombie
exactly.
Jesus.
The Cadillac of zombie Jesuses. Zombie Jesus.
It's zombie Jesus driving a Cadillac.
Writing it down.
That seems like a, put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Sell it to some garbage t-shirt place.
What? You make some money.
Yeah.
You make some money.
There's a little hell.
There's a bunch of new horror-themed comics that have come out recently.
We're not just talking Hellboy and Afterlife with Archie this year?
Nope.
Yeah!
We get to talk about other stuff.
Yeah!
We get to talk about...
Over the line!
Have you heard of Survivors Club?
No.
Tell me more.
It's a new Vertigo title. And it's actually quite good. Bill Sienkiewicz does all the covers.
Which oh, nice.
Yeah, gorgeous.
I mean,
art isn't quite as nice. That's my only complaint on the inside. But the story so far, they're only like on issue 2 or 3, I believe. It's got kind of a weird Sandman feel, almost. Like, just weird characters all put together. Like, not the Sandman characters like Death and Dream and that, but the more Earth characters, we can only get into those stories where you just meet people that have weird backgrounds and they're like half... mystical and half not, and you don't know what's really going on until like issue 10. And it's that sort of feel, and it's basically the idea is there's a group of people that get put together, like this one woman calls them together and says, I've been trying to track down this video game from like 1980 something because I discovered it then, and it has some sort of mystical property, like an evil demon in it, or it's got some sort of weird thing that affects people and makes them go crazy. And
I read a book like that when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
It was not a good one. Not a good one.
No, this is pretty good. But it's like every one of these characters has a huge backstory hinted at them, and it's
okay.
It's pretty well done.
Cool. When did the first issue come out?
It's only a couple months.
So like October.
Yeah, somewhere.
That's there. Something weird because like when you start an ongoing, or is it an ongoing, or is it
I believe so. Yeah, yeah.
Like. If it's kind of horror themed, you always start in October.
Yeah.
Because of course you do. But then it keeps going and you're reading like a horror book in May and it's kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah. Like I like horror year round.
It's got that weird kind of horror mystery sort of feel. It's not like straight on like gore and that sort of, there's a little bit of that, but it's more just what's going on and just hinting at weird things going on. Everybody's got some weird story to them. Pretty decent.
Cool.
Get out of my mind!
You noticed, recent... I don't know how... Maybe I don't really know how long it's been going on, but they have that, like, Halloween Comic Fest thing if you go to the comic shop, like, at Halloween, where it's almost like a mini free comic book day. There's, like, free comics that are just, like, Halloween-themed comics. Specifically. And somehow, this is one of those things that's well off my radar, but... I think Sherry picked up a few of them. My wife Sherry picked up a few of them because they kind of like hit the pin-up-y art and stuff like that. But like Xenoscope,
the Grim Fairy Tales and
stuff. But she, and I looked it up. I'm just like, oh yeah, that thing. That's the first thing I sort of thought of. It's like, you know, they tell like fairy tales or like stories like that and sort of with a horror bent. And it's all like, you know, like half-naked busty pin-up-y woman and, you know, just cheesy whatever. But
or almost Lady Death.
Those have been going on for like, at least 10 years, like, ongoing. So those are selling.
They're still making money somehow.
Yeah, they're making money. And again, it's one of those things where, like, I never would notice this. I would not know that this even exists aside from this free comic book day for Halloween. That's been going on a while.
Mm-hmm. So I gotta learn how to properly draw breasts, is what you're saying.
Or very improperly draw them.
Draw breasts, the J. Scott Campbell way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a lot of just like, like Jim Balenty kind of art, basically, and the busty half-naked women and beating, I don't know, like sexy Red Riding Hood and stuff like that.
You know what? There's money in that. I could be doing that.
Yeah.
All it will cost me is
my soul.
Well. Bah! If there's ever a day to treasure your soul, it's December 13th.
Decemberween! Wait, that's a thing.
Is it?
That sounds like a thing.
December. Oh, isn't that like Homestar Runner or something, I think, their holiday specials.
Oh, right,
specials.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Then there's Jesus Ween. Taking Halloween back for Jesus, because apparently he had that at some point.
Yeah.
Then there's Ween.
Yeah.
you know, Ween.
Yeah. Well, we know some Ween.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I don't. I know they exist. But...
Yeah.
Push a little does this and make him come up.
Why is that?
That's Ween.
Oh, Ween!
Yeah.
I heard of those guys!
Yeah!
Guys?
Sure. Gene and Dean Ween. They're now broke up.
Aww. The Weens!
I really thought it was gonna last.
It did. They were together for like 20, 25 years. Maybe 40. 50.
I can't tell if you're making this shit up or not.
Since the beginning of time. This universe was forged on Ween.
The Ween.
It's good. What?
Kneel before the force of the Ween.
Anyway. You're fella.
What?
Oh dear God.
I don't know. Just
perfilm and midgets.
Why aren't there more Halloween specials in comics? Got so many Christmas specials. Like a full on Halloween, like Marvel holiday special. Marvel Halloween special.
Ooh. They've done stuff like that.
Have they? It's not as common.
They don't call it the Halloween special. But
everybody
fights
Belasco.
Well, it's something. There was like some sort of nod. Whether it's a slight nod or it's like a full on. They do. I've seen a couple of one shots that are Halloween.
Okay.
There's the long.
Well, then I'm wrong.
There we go.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
Marvel, with the new ones that they just started, like kind of post Secret Wars, there's a couple. They've continued the Weird World sort of thing. Yeah. So it's got a bit of that kind of fantasy esque,
right?
Horror esque, slightly horror esque. They also have S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Howling Commandos.
Right.
Which it's all monsters.
Yeah. Right.
And I didn't. I picked up and the first couple. Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It's interesting. But it's some of the characters and monsters that they have. I'm like, I know these characters. I know the names, but I don't really know them.
So are they like they're really old and like there's Werewolf a couple. By Night?
Well, it's not Werewolf by Night. It's
Mummy by Day.
Yeah.
Werewolf by Night.
He is
so busy.
It's Vampire by Night. Her name's Nina Price, and she's half vampire, half werewolf. And apparently she's been around since, like, 70-something. I didn't know her character at all.
Oh.
A vampire was bitten by a werewolf who had sex with a mummy.
Manphibian, who came out in Legion of Monsters 1 from 1975, is kind of a Black Lagoon-ish sort of character.
Okay.
And then the one that I knew the name, but I wasn't sure what it was. Orgo.
Oh, he's Orgo.
Like this huge alien space god. I know. It's like, oh, that one.
Oh, Orgo. Oh,
I thought you said Orgo.
We joke now, but in 2 years, there's going to be a movie and he's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
They'll be throwing out Groot toys and making room for Orgo.
Get that shit out of here.
Make Orgo dance.
We need Morgo Orgo.
Stay in Orgo.
But
that on a postcard.
This shit's writing itself.
Sell that for a dollar.
He came out in 1961, so he's been around for quite a while.
Like as long as Groot.
Yeah, exactly.
Orgo's just waiting for his time.
Jasper Sitwell?
Yeah.
You know that name?
Yeah. Well, he was in the... into a truck in the movie.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. He's zombie Jasper Sitwell.
Oh, I think I saw something about that online, yeah.
I'm not sure how the zombie thing happened exactly in the comics, but there's that. There's Teen Abomination, which I didn't know there was a Teen Abomination. It only came out like less than a year ago. It came out at the start of Superior. It was kind of like,
that
you know.
That was over a year ago now, wasn't it?
It was January 2015. So
Jesus.
Yeah.
That was a great book.
Wasn't it?
Well.
There's the Doctor Strange one, too. The new Doctor
Strange. The new one?
Super good. Yeah. Super good. Jason Aaron and Chris
Bacalo.
I've
only seen a bit of the art, but the art alone was...
Yeah, it's worth it just for Chris Bacalo, but it's actually pretty cool. It's this.
He's well-suited for anything.
He's drawing... He's writing them really intelligently for that sort of character. It's like there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek-ish sort of stuff in it, but...
Well, he's a magic man.
Yeah, but it's...
He's a magic Walt Disney man.
He looks like Walt Disney.
Well, yeah.
With Bacalo around. Yeah.
I just feel like he looks like Walt Disney in general.
Yeah.
Looks like my grandpa.
Grandpa's Walt Disney?
Well, he was.
Until he was cryogenically frozen. Just as him.
Now he's cold Grandpa Disney.
He's not the Walt Disney you know. That Walt Disney sort of just took all of his ideas and identity.
And brought them to the Nazis.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Remember when the Green Goblin had more Halloween-themed weapons and stuff like that? Not just the pumpkin bomb?
No.
Used to ride originally...
Here's apples with razor blades in them!
That'd be pretty good.
Ooh.
I'd like that.
This one cuts when I eat it.
Yeah, well, he's got his goblin glider that's like shaped kind of like a bat.
Yeah.
But originally it was like a broomstick. And he had...
Was it?
Yeah. He had like a rocket broomstick. Which, you know, okay, we'll just
But there was a
that.
Misfire event, and he couldn't walk for a little
He had, well, he's got the pumpkin bombs, obviously, little exploding jack-o'-lanterns. Yeah. He had, like, razor bats he throws sometimes.
Right.
He had a ghost bomb, which was like, it was like a ghost.
It was like a ghost.
And I guess it, like, made a thing around you, like an airproof seal around you, so you would just asphyxiate. That
but then Pac-Man beat him,
time.
So maybe I won't use those again.
Yeah.
I was thinking the prisoner.
He even had, like, crescent moon-shaped, like, razor blade things he threw that had, like, a little smiley face on it. It was like a smiley face moon. So some of these things maybe shouldn't have stuck around.
He's just a real chucker, huh? He just chuck stuff.
But yeah, it's all been kind of...
What's in my purse? This is my Green Goblin voice. It's the same voice I do for everything, essentially.
Yeah.
But
how does Spidey tell them all apart? I don't get it. But yeah, I kind of, you know, I miss the full Halloween theme thing. Now he's just pumpkin bombs and that's it. He throws toothbrushes like that one house.
Raisin! I'm allergic to raisins!
And candy from like 1953 that's super hard now.
Oh, it's bring the eye!
Oh, God!
Wow!
Uncle Ben! Oh no. Yeah,
well, surprisingly, for a Halloween episode taking place in mid-December, we don't got a lot of Halloween.
Yeah.
That's it, I guess.
That's it. Yeah. Till next time.
Yep.
Listener, beware.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Merc.
Have a spooky Christmas.
Get out of here, you stupid.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
Suck it.